This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air this week, as every week, with a tribute to American family farms and the farmers who grow the things. More and more ag groups are getting together, forming or expanding. I thought it was interesting, actually. This is part of the news of the week. There are a lot of organizations, the Farmers Union, National Association of Wheat Growers, American Dairy Coalition, the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, United States Cattlemen's Association, the Rural and Agricultural Council of America, have all signed on to something that is very important, dear to my heart, near and dear to my heart, aimed at trying to help rural America, agricultural America, get more from the radio. So this group of the American Agro Women, all of these groups that I just went through, have sent a note to the people on the Ag Committee in the Senate, and it reads in part, on behalf of the undersigned organizations representing rural and agricultural interests, we write to express our support of local media, i.e. farm stations, radio stations that do a lot for their communities, because these smaller communities rely on vital information that is provided on a daily basis. And I would say, parenthetically, this program is one of the things that's carried on lots of farm stations because it has an audience. You know, it's not all big ag. It's not all big, huge farms. And so these people have written local media outlets devoting round-the-clock time and resources to reporting and informing communities on every aspect of the Chinese virus. I call it Chinese virus. COVID is in the letter. Even as they themselves are suffering losses due to the loss of revenue once provided by their Main Street advertising partners. So local media always relied on advertising. And certainly when it comes to rural stations, where would we be without the local auto dealers and corner restaurants and feed stores and that sort of thing? And without them, and they're all in trouble because of the COVID, where are we going to be? So this letter is asking the Senate committee and the ranking members, who are Nita Lowey, L-O-W-E-Y. Kay Granger, Richard Shelby, and Patrick Leahy are all the ranking members of, so Shelby's on the Republican side, Leahy's on the Democratic side. And so they're all working on the Appropriations Committee as well as the Ag Committees to get money for farmers and for the people that are supporting local news media. We all know everybody pretty much has gone bananas during all of this, and it certainly has happened on the farm, because the two things that I do in my life professionally are run a radio business and also run a dairy farm. So I can really see into this message and would suggest that you call. This is the action here is after I tell you the story of them looking for support for farm ag radio stations. You call your congressman, call your senator, and tell them you're on board. Tell them how much you listen, how much you depend on. I mean, that's really, there are no local newspapers anymore. So the local radio stations and programs, even though a lot of them have syndicated shows as well, but they have, like, this is a syndicated program. It's heard on, I guess, about 240 radio stations now around the country. And we also have our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which deals with all the same issues we do on the broadcast itself. And so there's a service that's necessary, and I just thought it was good. The activism here is cool to see people understanding and recognizing how important it is for us to have these connections on these radio programs and to get them, the people in Congress, to support the businesses that are supporting local radio. All right, so there's that one piece of news. And then along comes student James Kenoff, who has watched our farms wasting, disposing of crops. He writes, "We saw these images of millions of gallons of milk going to waste and thousands of eggs being smashed, produce fields being plowed under. We just wanted to say, let's connect one farm to the local food banks, and we can do that. That's a model we can bring to other places." So this new Farm Link project has been created. They're up to about 100 people are working on the team. They have 2,000 volunteers. Getting the farmers on board, a little tough at the beginning, he says. They told us who is going to pay the wage of the farm worker and, you know, that kind of stuff. I think this is good. Farm Link, check it out. Farm Link. The folks at MyPillow.com want you to know you can make Father's Day really cool for your dad. It seems to me that I'm attracting all these deals, these BOGO deals from various sponsors, and it wasn't even my idea, but it's a great idea. MyPillow has something for you. Even though this is Father's Day week and we're going to Father's Day weekend, one of the things that you can do that can be acted upon quickly and you can get the results quickly is to give your dad a set of these luxury Giza cotton sheets from the best cotton in the world. We all want to be comfortable when we go to bed. We all want to feel good. And this cotton grown in Giza, which is where the pyramids are outside of Cairo, really kind of a cool place in the desert. The Nile River, apparently all that creates ideal weather conditions for growing the best cotton, and that's what they use. This is an American-made product in the factory in Montana, along with the pillows. So why don't you do, maybe your dad needs new pillows for Father's Day. Whatever his needs are, you can buy one for him and get one for yourself, because it's buy one, get one free time at MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the DJV code, and order to your heart's content. Get your dad something cool, made in America, at MyPillow.com.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
One of the biggest challenges we've faced with COVID-19 is meeting in person with healthcare professionals. But that's where today's tech comes in. Do your healthcare professionals use video conferencing? If so, and if you haven't tried it, we asked clinical psychologist Dr. Manit Bhatia about the benefits.
Psychologists, mental health professionals, we do have access to, you know, different online video conferencing platforms that have end-to-end encryption, which is a fancy way of saying that these particular vehicles and the mediums are safe and secure and confidential. There is access, and many, many mental health professionals are utilizing those particular avenues right now to reach you, and they are safe and secure and confidential, and there's no data that suggests that the quality of service in terms of treatment outcomes is any less.
We'll have more on your healthcare and your tech tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Yes, the American family farmer continuing now the focus on a farm that has a fabulous name. You know, people say, what's in a name? Well, in this case, Azure Farm, A-Z-U-R-E. Azure gives me that peaceful, easy feeling. Annette Thurman. Annette is from Azure Farm. How did you come up with that name? Why Azure Farm?
You know, I live in Georgia, and we've got some beautiful, sunny, cloudless days, and I think the meaning is of Azure is like a, you know, beautiful blue, kind of like a cloudless, sunny day. So we thought, you know, why not? We're going to go with that, and hopefully it brings you a feeling of, you know, happiness and things when you see what we do.
Are you a farm kid? Did you start out life on a farm?
Not at all. I kind of grew up suburb girl and didn't want to get messy and get my hands dirty. And it's funny how you can change your perspective, right?
That's for sure. Nothing wrong with getting your hands dirty either, is there? As an aside, one of the things that makes me as healthy as I am physically is the exposure. I have been on the farm all my life, and I think exposure to all kinds of bugaboos as I grew up have made my immune system very strong. So if you have children, you have a new child, right?
Yes, I totally agree. Yes, Ava, she's a year old, and I have her out there with me and exposed to all the things. So I think she'll grow up to be real healthy, I hope.
Yep. Well, being a farm mama is also, you could be farm to your baby, but also to animals. Describe the farm. What goes on your farm? We'll find out what makes it unique and why you're here.
Yeah, I mean, we started our farm. We wanted to get out of the city and kind of slow down and simplify and learn a little more about the land and growing our own food. So we kind of moved out here almost 4 years ago and just wanted to show others that, you know, country life isn't so bad. You know, I would have told you I could never live far away from the stores or, you know,
the mall
and all the restaurants and all the things. And, you know, it was an odd change at first. But now, you know, looking back, it's just like, oh, man, you know, I wish we would have done it sooner. There's been so many benefits to being out here. And we just want to show others that, you know, it can be a wonderful experience. And anyone can kind of do it in a way, you know, even if you don't have a lot of land, you can, you know.
I'm not sure that I agree that it's for everyone, that anyone can do it, because I think there's some people who just don't get what goes on. But I think under the circumstances, what you're doing sort of underscores what the public wants. More and more and more we see it, I'm betting you do on your farm, the impact of not being able to find food in a grocery store is to figure out, where does the food come from? Duh. And how about we go direct to the source of the food? Have you found that to be true?
Oh, yeah. I think people are definitely now, with just everything going on, are just wondering, like, okay, how do we do things ourselves? And I think that's what I mean is, you know, not everyone is scaled to live on a farm, but I think, you know, everyone, if they want to, could learn how to grow something on their back porch or have, you know, a few pots of herbs or tomatoes or, you know, it's just something that is nice to learn and do and know where your food comes from. It's so important.
So how did you, are you self-taught? You're talking about we, I'm assuming you got a husband and some other family to work on the farm with you?
Yeah, it's my husband and I. We stay pretty busy doing everything. He doesn't have a background in it either, but he kind of became more passionate about learning about gardening and growing food and fruit trees and all those things. So he's kind of been the go-to for me when it comes to learning about the plants and how to grow things and what to do. We're still learning. We're no experts. But
one of the things that you do in addition to this, you're a nurse, so you must have seen firsthand as you practice nursing what happens to people when they don't get good food.
Oh, man. I don't think we... And we as a society don't emphasize that enough. You know, enough doesn't go into how you can prevent from getting sick. You know, your lifestyle is such a big component when it comes to being healthy. And just eating right and doing things from the beginning can really change how, you know, your health is later on in life. So, yeah, being a nurse is, you know, I see a lot of things for sure related to, you know, lifestyle.
All right, now, one of the things that are unique about your farm and you is what you write on your blog, your books, and the way that you're communicating with people. I think that's really very helpful, so we're going to get to that in a matter of moments. The online course teaching you how to raise chickens. I may have some input into that myself. So that's... Well, there are all kinds of things. She's written some children's books as well. We're talking about Annette Thurman, who's here from Azure Farm website, azurefarmlife.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Continuing on now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The idea of having your own garden is something a lot of people have come up with this year, and that's pretty cool. I think there are lots of adjustments, lifestyle adjustments that are going on. People are curious about food back to where it came from, because so few people now in America actually live on the farm or grow the food. And we oftentimes talk about plants and growing food. We don't talk about dairy, which is another very important aspect to our livelihoods. I'm not a meat eater, but it's part of the culture as well. So I want to know, and I say that having I'm encouraged about this book, How to Raise Chickens, because commercially the way chickens are raised is atrocious. It's an abomination. It's sickening. You can come up with any negative adjective to describe. I've been in these barns. Maybe you have too, Annette. Annette Thurman is here with us from Azure Farm. The way chickens are raised in these factory farm buildings, 30, 40, 50,000 at a time, and the way that they are fed and housed and slaughtered, it's just gross. So, and I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life. I don't slaughter my cows. I don't want that to be a part of what their life is, even though they don't know that's what's coming. But just to see. So I'm assuming that you eat chicken and you learned how to raise them. So what can we learn from this online course? Now that I just spent all this time talking to people about why not to eat it.
Why not to eat them? Well, you know, it's crazy. We actually don't eat. We're actually plant-based, so we actually don't eat our chickens.
So you're like me. I eat a little fish here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. But I still think there's so many benefits to having the chickens on the farm. And people nowadays, like you said, it's like, you know, with food and not knowing where food is coming from and all of that, you know, chickens are great to have. And most people think it's complicated, and it doesn't have to be. So it's just a course that kind of gets you through raising them and having them for fun or for food. For us on our farm, they're for fun. They help with bug control, and they, you know, I sell their eggs. So it's kind of just a good thing to do as a family, like a family farm project. And, yeah, at the same time, it can, you know, benefit others who are looking for a healthier version of eggs and things when it comes to their food.
Well, I think one of the things that comes out of it is the connection to the system, the ecosystem, and understanding the chickens clean up the pasture. If you have them out with the cows,
right.
My chickens roam around during the daytime, not at night. We put them in the nighttime, but they're able to walk around. And the kids come to the farm. They see the calves, and they see the cows, and they see the chickens, and they kind of we try not to, you know, because little kids sometimes are afraid of that which they don't know. And part of what I want to do is teach them not to be afraid, but still, the rooster especially make a lot of noise running around the barnyard. The kids can be fairly intimidated by that. But it's kind of fun when you drive by because that part of the farm is close to the road and you hear the rooster going off and, you know, it feels like, sounds like, with a rooster, it's a real farm.
It's so, a farm, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that too. Till we got our rooster, I didn't realize until we have one and I thought, okay, now it feels like we're on a farm, you know?
Yeah.
It's that classic sound.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Farm sound.
And then the other side of it is that do you have people come visit your farm as your farm?
We have. We're not like open to public, but but people definitely come.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way of teaching the children. You know, you show them the cows are big, but they are going to hurt you. The chickens are, you know, learning how eggs, where they come from, the chickens and what they eat and all that good stuff. So it's a benefit for sure. All right. The online course, How to Raise Chickens, is available at azurefarmlife.com.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught at an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding...
But, again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least two dozen shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. Don't forget to get our podcast every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Lots of tips and interesting items that are ancillary to the conversations that we have with the folks about what's going on their farm. And the idea is to give you ideas as to what you can do or what you can learn by some of these people who have been pretty successful. How big is the land that you're using? How many acres? I think you said four. Did I hear you say four? Five?
Yeah, it's about 5 acres. Yeah, 4 or 5 acres. So yeah, it's not like a farm in terms of what some people consider a huge farm, but there's a lot you can do on even 1 acre of land. So we try to maximize our space and use it well.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of getting to understand what goes on, and did you read a lot of stuff? How did you immerse yourself? Because you and your husband come from the farm, you decided you want to live that life, but you know you can't just buy a farm and okay, here we go. There's got to be somebody that holds your hand or some way to learn.
Yeah, there was, you know, we had people that, farmers, and there was an older gentleman my husband was friends with that really helped us and gave us some insight. And the first thing, you know, he told us to do, which I'm glad we did, was he said to put in fruit trees. Mm-hmm. To be one of the first things we did, because they take, you know, a long time to get going and get established. So the first year we had basically raw land and no landscaping around our house and just dirt, but we put in fruit trees. And I'm glad for that, because now, you know, 4 years later, we've got our fruit trees going. And yeah, just little things you learn along the way. It's a lot to take on, but I think the main thing is to take one project at a time and start small and then go from there, so it doesn't become overwhelming.
So you're in a town, pretty small town, north of Atlanta. What's your market? How do people find you? You do your blog for sure, get that. But how do people, is it just a neighborhood thing, or do you have people coming from a distance?
No, it's more local, and then just online. I think a lot of people, we've tried to make a lot of our resources available online, such as like the chickens course or gardening, you know, things and e-books and that sort of thing. Because, you know, nowadays it's nice with the internet, you can kind of be accessible to everyone in a way. So our goal was to try to create content for people to be able to learn where, you know, wherever they're from, and apply it to them where they're at.
Mm-hmm. So this book that you've written for children, Percy's Big Adventure, what's that story and what does it teach? Who's the audience? Obviously is children, although sometimes we're all big kids and we enjoy these sorts of things. I love reading this sort of thing to my grandson, who's fascinated with what's going on the farm. So what inspired this? Who's Percy?
Percy is actually one of our alpacas here on the farm, and he was just one of the alpacas. And, you know, the animals teach us so many things every day, just going out there and feeding them and interacting with them. You can learn a lot of patience and social interaction skills just by watching the animals. So I have that, my little daughter now, Ava, and I thought it would be fun for her as she grew up for there to be a book that she could read that would be, you know, from her farm. So it just teaches life lessons, you know, about being patient and kind and loving. And it kind of just follows little Percy as he goes around and says hi to all the animals. And it's just a fun way to learn things through the story of an animal. And it's got pretty pictures and all that fun
so
stuff.
So I'm looking at a picture of Percy. I'm trying to figure out what Percy is. What kind of an animal is Percy?
Yeah, he's an alpaca. Like a fluffy, which is kind of like a llama, but it's...
Yeah. We have some. I've never been around alpacas. The old farm I used to live on that I sold a few years ago, the people that bought it put some alpaca on, and they have wool all over the place, big bags of what they've sheared off of the alpaca this year. It's more valuable than regular wool, is it not, the alpaca?
Yeah,
wool?
We do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. We shear them once a year, and then you can process the wool and the fiber and sell it. And, it's just another kind of cool element to having alpacas. They're one of the only animals that are not used for their meat on a farm.
Yeah.
So many other animals, you know, even the sheep are used for wool and meat, but the alpaca is just used for its fiber. So that's kind of a fun thing we enjoyed. And we have some of them, and they're cute.
Right, they are. There are a lot of animals that are kind of cute. Some of the other celebrities that are on your farm, who's Maximus? What's his deal?
Oh, he's an alpaca, but he has very fluffy hair. Like, his wool is very fun. We cut his little haircut. We leave his head poofy. So when they shear them, their body gets skinny, but we leave him. He kind of looks like a lion, you know, just poofy. So, yeah, I like kind of building little characters around.
It's more like a poodle to me, in a way. It looks
kind
of poodle-ish.
He is, right?
Yeah, it just
makes it fun for people to follow along.
Yeah, it does. And then there's Buddy. Buddy looks like he'd be my buddy if he were on my farm. Tell us about Buddy.
Yes. he is. Buddy is our miniature donkey. He's a little boy. We got him. He was our first donkey, and he was by himself, and he was very feisty and would chase us, and he wasn't the best donkey till we got him a friend. So we got him Chili.
We need friends.
And then that's one thing with animals I think we don't realize when we started is they need to have a friend of their own kind. You know, animals, kind of like we need a friend, you know. So once we got Chili the donkey, Buddy and Chili are the best friends. They just run around together all day, and it's fun to watch them galloping and chasing each other all day.
You'll get a kick out of this story. I have a steer that I saved because I have a sanctuary. In addition to having raising Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, I have a sanctuary, and I've saved some cows over the years that have just come to me. And one of them was a cow that was raised by a woman who didn't know anything about cows, but she had sheep. So the cow thought he was a sheep and didn't know what to do with other cows when we put him in with the other cows.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments. Annette Thurman is here from Azure Farm in outside of Atlanta. The website is azurefarmlife.com. Very cool. I want to talk about ducks when we continue because I'm newly experiencing that on the farm. Calitrin is a product that is a great way for you safely, naturally to lose weight. All natural, good for you, actually, because it's drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interfere with any medications you may be on. It doesn't interfere with any health conditions you may have. In fact, it's nothing but a positive 100% benefit. It has, other, you know, besides losing inches and pounds, it also is made with material that support restful sleep, gives you more energy when you're awake, allows for better digestion, joint pain stuff. It's all about glow, that self-glow. So if you want to know how they've come up with this, go to the website and download some of the research if you want. You can learn more by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, known around the world as the best way, without stimulation, to lose weight. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Buy three, get three free is the BOGO deal right now, the early summer deal, which will extend, I'm sure, as we get into summertime. That's the way they are. They want you to get on the program and help yourself. So go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, free shipping, and the BOGO deals. That's toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Continuing on now, the American family farmer Doug Steffen with Annette Thurman. I want to talk about ducks. This year, we have raised ducks on the farm for the first time. I was always worried that some other animal would get them, so I don't know why I didn't worry about that with the chickens, but I didn't. So these ducks, they grow like weeds. I never saw anything grow. I mean, I wasn't around ducks so much as a kid. We didn't have many. We had chickens. We didn't have ducks. So I decided we'd get some ducks, put them in one of those bath things that you put outside in the lawn, you know, those little tub things.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked at how quickly they are growing. And I see
so
you've got...
I think that's...
Yeah, go ahead.
I do. I think that's something people don't realize is that they get them and they think, oh, they're so cute and tiny little ducks, and you think they're going to be like chickens and take a while to grow. They double every week in size.
Right. Yeah, right. Yep. It's pretty amazing. And something else you can see there. So country life and how it's different from what you grew up. Your husband is not looks like he's not a country boy either. He didn't start out that way, right?
No, he's not. You're right.
Under the circumstances, you both learning as you go along, gardening, doing things that are good for you, the children, everybody else. So what do you think is the best? What's Annette Thurman learned through all of this, all of the work, all the writing, all the promotion, all the help? What's the best, most important thing you can pass along to people who may be thinking of doing what you've done?
Oh, man. I would say just... start somewhere. So you might have like these big dreams or aspirations and it's all just a lot. You know, for years we tried to move out and it took a long time. So I would say just start somewhere. You know, just if you want to learn about growing food, you know, start growing something, even if it's just something small in your backyard. If you want to learn more about where your food comes from, you know, buy local from your local kind of farmers or from your local farmers markets. Just kind of search things out. You don't have to do the big move and do the whole thing to start living that lifestyle. There's aspects of it you can do wherever you are and enjoy the benefits of it.
Do you do CSAs?
I have, not officially, just because of things we've been doing, but I do think that's a great thing to look into, yeah.
I have I'm the dairy guy in my neighborhood. My friend, the truck farmer, has seen a doubling of the number of CSAs he had from last year. So he's growing twice as much. He and I use the same land, and I've had to defer to him a little bit because of him wanting to grow more stuff. So you may need some more land pretty soon there.
Yeah, I know. And people are asking, you know, people have now asked me, like, are you going to sell, you know, more of your produce? And we have on a small scale. But just with, the situation and things going on in our world, people are definitely looking more into where food comes from and buying local. And that's been good, a good awareness to happen.
All right. So how do we sign up? How do we get a copy of this book, Percy's Big Adventure? How do we get the course on raising chickens? How do we become a part of Azure Farm? If you're interested in going down the path that has been now life-changing for Annette, how do we do that?
Go to my website, azurefarmlife.com. Right on the homepage, there's where you can click on the How to Raise Chickens course, and then in the menu, you'll see the book. And then daily, I'm on Instagram. If your audience is on Instagram, just at Azure Farm, I post daily videos and things all week. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff here. You can spend a week reading through all the stuff that you have. Azure Farm, A-Z-U-R-E, farmlife.com. Annette Thurman, thank you for being here and telling us your story. Congratulations. Best of luck. I hope that you thrive there on the farm in Georgia. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. This comment focused on June being Dairy Month and what we're doing. We ought to be enjoying milk and products from milk, whether they be yogurt, ice cream, cheese, drinking really good wholesome milk, raw milk, all that sort of thing, butter, all these things, because June, even though the farms, the dairy farms in chaos in our country, it still is Dairy Month. I've talked about June and Dairy Month for years on the radio, always celebrating its background, always understanding. When I was in school as a kid and had been milking cows, I was the only kid on my block. I was the only kid in school who was around cows. And I remember talking about it. I actually brought some milk into school from one of the cows and explained to youngsters. I think I was in the fourth grade or something when I first talked about this, and what milk was all about, where it came from, that sort of thing. I pointed out to my classmates how easy it was to have milk. It seems, and all of us even more today, think that it's easy to come up with all this milk and to make it, I mean, so it's a natural part of our lives. But there's a shortage because people are dumping milk because there's no price support, because we've let the government come in. We've seen shortages of toilet paper and hand sanitizer and food in general, whether it's meat or produce, dairy. This is a serious time for us to understand how can that be, the farmer asks, with the plummeting milk prices. And that means, you know, the end for, in my region, the end of a lot of dairy farms in the Northeast for sure. Hopefully they'll come back and they'll figure out how to survive not going with the system. And so that's my thought on when it comes to valuing dairy products for the consumer or for us. I'm amazed at the number of people that are still in DFA, for example, which is basically screwing the smaller family dairy farmer to the wall with their quotas and all this other stuff. This is a contrived, made-up mess that comes from bad management, mostly from the Dean Foods folks, who controlled at one point in time almost 80% of the fluid milk supply. Thanks, George Bush, and all of your pals, your cronies, for allowing this to happen when you were president. It's made a mess out of the family dairy farm, which was so much of a part. I mean, I grew up in New England. You go to Vermont, you go to Western Massachusetts, you go to New York State, see these fabulous, fabulous 400 or 500 acre dairy farms with maybe 100 cows, 120 cows. Now, if you don't have 600 cows, it's hard to survive. Although I was on a farm outside of in Newark Valley, New York, a couple of weeks ago, the Lawton Dairy. They have 80 registered Jerseys, and they're raising lots of dairy animals to be sold. I actually bought some of the calves myself, and looking at their operation, it made me feel like I was a kid again. It really did, and they're because they're smart, they're able to have the whole family there. It's the grandfather, it's the father, it's the son, it's the wife. This is what dairying is all about. This is what farming is all about, and that's what this program is all about. Underscoring what can happen when families work in a healthy circumstance, but the government has to get the hell out of the way, and or you have to be creative, and maybe this is the time, June being Dairy Month, this is the time to promote your dairy and your dairy products, maybe to start selling some things on your own, but please enjoy the milk products that are around today. Make yourself a smoothie if you want. And there's the promotions that are going on, some of the dairy folks in the heavily dairied counties of our country are coming up with these promotional deals. National Milk Month, by the way, started in 1937. It was Milk Month to begin with, and then it became Dairy Month because there's so many other things that come out of dairy. So important in your diet, provides you a lot of vitamins and minerals. One of the most important being calcium that we need for our nerves and our cells and our muscles and for our body to work normally. All these things we kind of forget. We take it for granted. We drink our milk or milk products and we think, wow, this is great. And then we don't have them. Your bones, which are critical, obviously, to your overall health, your strong bones that keep you active, keep you moving, the minerals that are in our body are stored in our bones, and that we got to have dairy for that. So think about, I'm trying to add some things, not just thinking about, you know, where the milk comes from, but what it does for you. You can learn that at any good dairy blog or any good website. I'm encouraging you to do that because I think when we know the message, we can spread the message better ourselves on our websites. Check out mine, by the way. My dairy website is Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. I'm Doug Steffen with comments here on The American Family Farmer.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.